Good Val. We're up to Sif Yud. We're starting to move a little bit. Tonight, hopefully, Mitzvah will cover Sif Yud and Sif Yud Aleph, if it goes well. It's relatively easy, Sifim. Two Geshmaka spins, we'll call it, on good or agud. Each one has its own spin, and we'll see how it goes. Let's start. Zokta Mechabe Sif Yud. Imein by Din Chaluka. If there is no Din Chaluka, there's not enough. So one tells the other one, Nasa beis chalakim, we'll make two chalakim, echad shiyehei boi kashir, ve'echad katan, and one will be too small. Let's give an example. Let's say the shutfis together only has seven amis. And let's say a chatzah, we said before, needs eight amis, four for each. Right? In order to be a shir chatzah, you need four amis. So in order to do a chalukah, we'll have to have eight amis to begin with, so each one could end up with four. Let's say we didn't have enough. It wasn't eight amos to begin with. It was only seven amos to begin with. So if we're going to cut it in half, three and a half each, it's not going to make it. So it's an ein bo din chalukah. So we can't do a chalukah. Zogt the mechaber, he comes along. Zogt Reuven, I have an eitzah. No problem. What we'll do is we'll make two chalukim, and they won't be perfectly equal. Instead of making each one three and a half amos, we'll make one 3 amos and one 4 amos, because someone will end up with a proper shear. There will be a gadol which has 4 amis and a katan which have 3 amis. Vani ektoy la katan, and I'll be the mavata. I'll take the smaller one. I'll take the 3 amis. Ve'ata toy la gadol, and you take the larger one. You'll take the 4 amis. V'tein li damim sheshava yaisa ha'gadol. Just give me the difference, the value that it's worth more, the gadol over the katan, that extra amma, pay me for it. And we'll be gavaldik. You'll have your shears. You can't complain that you don't have a shear. I don't mind getting pachas mikashir. It's better to have it than to stay shutfis with you. Obviously, I'm desperate, and I'm willing to do that. And just pay me the difference for the extra value that I'm giving you. I'm giving you, instead of a chalik of 3 nehif, which is really your rightful chalik, I'm giving you 4 amis. I'm giving you an extra half amma. So even though right, the gadol is larger than the katan by a full amma, but you only have to pay for half that amma, right? Because 3 and a half, I deserve 3 and a half, you deserve. So pay me for that extra half a amo, and like this, we'll be beside us, so you'll have the shear. I cannot do that. And the reason why I can't do that is because you katayna, you're not interested in buying. You're not interested in paying. What am I giving you? I'm giving you a choice of the what? That will give you the shear, but you have to pay for that shear. So you could say, hey, shkoyach, pay for that shear. I'm not interested in paying for that shear. I'm not interested in paying for that extra. I don't have the money to pay for it. I'd rather spend it on other things. I don't want to pay for it. So you keep, in other words, what I was really doing, if you think about it, what I was really doing was telling you good without an ogud. I was telling you, I'll give you the shear, but how will I give you the shear by you having to pay for it? So good, buy me out, not my full chelek, but buy me out, buy a half a amma of my chelek out, and like this you'll end up with a shear. And that's no taina. You can't taina good without a agud. That is the mechabeshita. Comes along the sna, and brings down from the Torah, which is many rishonim who say this, that is, in Sifkan Chav Gimel, that not only can't I do this, but even if I'll do a good or a good, it wouldn't work. That even if I'll tell you, look, okay, you know, we'll make two chalakim, one for 4, 1 for 3. And either you take the gadol and pay me that extra for the half amma, and I'll take the cotton, or forget, a good. I'll buy the extra half amma, and I'll end up with the larger chalik, the 4, and you'll take the smaller chalik, 3. So l'chayra, that should work, because now that is a good agud. It's not a good agud on the entire chelik, but it's a good agud on that one amma that's in balance over here, that's in the air. That one amma difference will do a good agud on. Zokta sma, b'shein d'rshena, that also is not a good taina. Why not? Zokta sma, sifkan chabim, ha'inu taima, d'yocholayma, ainli damim liknes ben yisron d'chelek agadon. To buy you out for that chelek agadon, I don't want. And if you're going to pay me and I should accept your money for the chelek ha-yisran and I'll end up with the chelek ha-katan, that's also I don't want. You're not giving me a fair deal. Either choice is not a viable option. For me to pay you for that extra amma, I'm not interested. And for me not to pay, but to take money from you and end up with a undersized lot, I also am not interested. What am I going to do with an undersized lot? What am I going to do with undersized chasa? It doesn't serve my purpose. So I don't gain either bishlam a good or a good, where you're giving him a real chelek, a full chelek. So then that's a fair choice. The nitva can say either good or a good. And if he decides a good, he'll end up with a normal piece of land. Here, you're not giving me a perfectly fair chance. You're not giving me a proper choice. You're giving me either to buy you out, which is very good, but I don't want to do that. And either to be bought out, I don't want to do that either, because then I'm going to end up with an undersized lot. So I don't want that either. So Mamelo, you can't do a good or a good b'chei gavna. And this is Dr. Rishaynim. All right. Yeah, you're going to see the Mechaber has to hold like that. You're going to see from the last, Mechaber gives three halachas. From the last halacha, you're going to see the Mechaber holds like that as well. All right, let's continue. Let's do halacha number two in the Mechaber. So I tried this. I told you, you know what? Right, so that's the same thing. If there's only kadei chaluka for one and not for the other, you can't do chaluka. You're going to have to do good or good. Which we'll see you in Yitzchum later tonight in Sifir Aleph as well. Similar case. All right, this is case number one. Let's do case number two. So what happened? I tried this on you. I said, you know what? Good. You take the larger chelik. I'll be the mazata. And you say, well, I don't have money for that. So I'll say, you know what? I'll give it to you for free. Okay, you're crying that you don't have the money to buy me out that extra amma. Beseda, take it for free. It's yours, b'matana. I'm really desperate to get out of this shutfis. Take it, b'matana. I'll take my three and run, and you take the four. So now what could be the problem? This is mamish perfect. This is like a chalukah. I'm doing a perfect chalukah. You'll end up with a shia roi, and I'll end up with a shia shen roi, but I don't mind. I'm willing to be mavata. Zokta mechabe, even then, yochala lo loima, shima kataino, ein vitoini lakabu matana. I'm not interested in taking matana. It's not me that says, I'm saying matana is yichet, it's a mefusha pasik. Oh, one second. Very nice. Very well. You're on the ball. Okay, 1 second. So, Zogta Machava, Saini Matonis Yichya. So, it's also not a good option what you're giving me. You're giving me option, very nice, for being Mavata. But you're not giving me a good option. You're ending up giving me Matona. You're forcing me to take a Matona. I'm not interested in a Matona. V'yesh Chokim B'zeh. And there are those who argue. This is Machlekes Rishonim. So, Machlekes. Rabbeinu Hanan on the Rosh is the Yesh Chokim, and you have the Riff and the Rambam on the other side. This is Machlekes Rishonim, if this is a problem or not. What is the Machlekes Rishonim? Look in this massive Katan Chav Dalet. The first sheet holds any Reitzel, a Kabul Maton, I'm not interested. Why? Mishum Dixiv, Misaini Maton is Yichya. I'm not interested in taking Maton, it's a Saini Maton is Yichya. You don't want me to live? Chulilo. Avada, I'm not interested. Vachokim Bezes, why do Yesh Chokim hold that I could force you to take a Maton? And the Lashon Zok to Smai is Medayik from the Lashon of the Machaber. The Lashon Machaber is V'yesh Chokim Bezeh. Means the whole Machlekes is only in Bezeh in the second Halach of the Machaber. In the first Halach of the Machaber, that I only give you the choice of good, that you'll have to pay for it. L'kuli Yama holds that doesn't work. You can't be Koifa. But on the second Halach of the Machaber, where I'm telling you, I'll give you that extra B'matana, there Yesh Chokim Bezeh, Ratzalem, the Chokim B'matana L'chud, only on the second case. V'sfira lei, the behad the chaver noisen loy letayves atzmai the nechale bechaluka azel loy koyakra mamish yosvara that they hold that avad the sinu matan zichya is a gavalda katayna but doesn't pass over here. What's sinu matan zichya? Why is Reuven being mavata and giving Shimon that extra armor for free? He's giving it for free not because he wants to be native to Shimon that Shimon should get a matana from him. No, the reason why he's doing it because Reuven is desperate to get out. He wants to make a chalukah. Chazal don't let him make a chalukah because it's ain't by shir. There's not enough. There's only 7 amis. So b'les breira, he'll tell Shimon, okay, so take the extra. You take 4 amis. I'll take 3 amis and run. I'm not doing it to be a nice matana, to be benevolent, to give you that extra amis. I'm doing it because I'm so desperate that I want out that it's kedai for me even to take a hit and lose a little bit. But just to get out, a beat to get out. So I'm not doing it to give you matana. So the year doesn't pass. I know matana is yikya. That's a machlekes rishonim.
Why can't I force him to give me a pruta?
I can't force you to give me a pruta. How can I force you to give me a pruta? I can't force you to pay. And you could say, I don't want to pay even a pruta for this. You're not interested. That was the beginning. Good alone, you can have a taina. You need ways to give the double choice. Good argot. And here, the good argot is not a fair, like this man says before, Kof Gimel, it's not a fair, viable option, because then you're going to be left with a undersized lot. So now the only choice left is, okay, so I'll give it to you for matana. So take the farm as matana. Zokti yesh kogan, that's fine, because that's not really matana. You're doing it because you just want to get out. You're not doing it to give him the matana. Now, who says this? Really, the Rishonim say this. It's Rabbeinu Yoina, Arashba, Ritva. Many Rishonim say this word, that the Yesh Chokim hold, they themselves hold, like the Yesh Chokim hold, is Rabbeinu Yoina, that yes, this is not considered Matan, this doesn't pass the Yesenim Matan as Yechia, because the Ribun's doing it for his own reason, not to be mate of the Shemin. No, the Matan Zakhzah, you don't fit anything. If you can do Matan Zakhzah, no, then he's going to end up with an undersized lot. Once he gives it back, it's an undersized lot. It doesn't pass. All right. Lemaise is, where do we find this concept? Lemaise, it's a Gemara. We find this concept in a Gemara in a few places. It's basically the same Gemara. It's a Megillah and it's in Chulin. Over there, the Gemara has a Svara. There was two Amoraim. One Amoira used to never take presents. And the Reish Galus wanted to send him a present, he wouldn't take it. You don't want me to live, he said. So I said, send him a tanazircha. When they invited him over for a suda, he refused to come also, because send him a tanazircha. Then the second Amoira, which is Reb Zeira, when they sent him a present, lo yav shakel, he didn't take. Because the son of Matanis Yechia, ki have a mezamni lei, but when they invited him for a suda, ozel, he did go for the suda. Why? Oma is yakri hu de misyakri bi. They're not doing it for me. They're doing it for themselves, that they could tell people, I have Reb Zeira at my suda, Achashu Vegez at Gadol Adar at my suda. So that's not Sonia Matanis Yechia. They're not doing it for me. They're doing it for themselves. That doesn't pass Sonia Matanis Yechia. Rashi over there says, Lichbodin heim, they forget. They're the ones who are getting the covet. B'masha ani seir etzlam. V'hana osim hi, it's their hana, v'ein zu matana. This is not considered a matana. That type of svara, the Rishonim plug in over here, Memela doesn't pass in the Matanis Yechia. Now, that's Roiv Rishonim there. There's a Yad Rama in Oiskuf Ayin, who he says a different svara, why over here doesn't pass the promise in the Matanis Yechia. I'll say over the words, I don't understand it 100%, but his words are, the lav mat naschinim koyavle. He's not giving him a mat naschinim. Why? Ela demei chaluka de kamamit le, bein ba'avira, bein betashmishta koyavle. He's just not taking money from Shimon to pay for that extra piece of land that he's giving him. It means really he should be entitled to mun Shimon for that extra. He's not munning for the extra money. Really, he's doing a. It's not pshat. I'm giving you a matana, that extra ama. No, I'm not. That's what I'm not doing, because it's a chaluka. We're doing a chaluka here. No, Vos, but you should normally have to pay me for the extra ama, and that. I'm being mamitlei, that demei chaluka ka mamitlei koyavlei. And I don't know, somehow that takes care of the problem of matana. I'm not sure exactly. If I have 3 1/2 amas and I'm being mevatan half ama, I could charge you money for it. I'm being mamitlei in the demei chaluka. Really, it's a shivin in demei chaluka. Right.
So he doesn't really want to give it, but
he had to give it because otherwise it can't be chaylik. And now he's just not taking the money from him. So why isn't that turning matan zikhe? Why isn't that matana? I'm being mevat, I'm being meichel on that money. Good. Right, correct. Yeah, but I really should have been able to charge you for the Dmei Chaluka, right? He's saying, Dmei Chaluka, come on, I'm reducing the Dmei Chaluka for you. So you're saying, because since you really had it all a chelek of the whole Zion, and I'm just not charging for it, so that we don't, I'm just, it's like a minute, I'm just not taking money from your babets, and, okay. Lamai said, fine, that's the Yad Ramai. All right. Zakta Piske Chuva over here in Sif Cotton Yud, he quotes a Sham Mishpat. Sham Mishpat has a cute shayla on this Indian of Matana. Zakta Sham Mishpat, with Shakasa Victor Chien, Bem Echemen Odom Choshev, if let's say one of them is an Odom Choshev, the Hanoisen Yeshlo Hano, Bem Mashe Tikabu Mimeno Matana. Ruvein wanted to give Shimon a matana, that extra amma. And Shimon is an Adam Chashev. This Kalani Rebbe is a Zayin Gesund and Shak. El Chashev Yid. El Chashev, it's a Matana. So I'm giving Shimon, but I'm giving him a Matana, but I'm giving the Matana to Adam Chashev. And we know the Gemara says when you give a Matana to Adam Chashev, it's the Noisein who's getting the Hana. The Noisein is the one, oh, Baruch Shem, this Adam Chashev is taking a Matana from me. So you see, forget, who is the one who's getting the Hana? The Noisein's getting the Hana. Reb Zera did hold like Faket. It's the Mamshay. Yeah, because Weiss does. He didn't hold it when he was getting the Matana and he was invited for the Suda. Right, Weiss says because he was dealing with Reish Galusa. They were real Chevrim. So they would take it and count Faket that they're the ones who've been made to Reb Zera. Faket, the Achrayim say that the reason why the other man, the Amad, didn't even want to go to the Suda is because they held that the Reish Galusa are real McCoy, real Chevrim, and they're going to Faket, they're going to take credit. Oh, they gave him a meal, you know. So he felt that even that's a matan. He didn't want to touch that. Rabbi Zeira was like, so Reish Galusa is enough that if I go to eat beseder, but if you take a matana from them, they're going to take credit for that. So, but in a normal case, a person gives a matana to Adam God, although Adam God takes it, who's the one benefiting? Who's the one who's getting down on the cover? The Nason's getting it. Right, and you can be Makadish with it, right. So Memeli wants to say like this, if Reuven, who wants to be Chelek, Yecholoy Meloy, could he tell this Adam Gadol, Toil Chelek HaGadol Mimatana? And here the Machabah said, you can't do it, why? Because Sanya Matanis Yechya, Bechai Gavna Loi Shaykh Loi Mavasanya Matanis Yechya, because Fakert, I'm the one who's getting that, no, not you. I do more, the Bekabalas Adam Choshev Loi Shaykh Loi Mavasanya. Over here, it doesn't pass the svara of being a noise into an Adam Gadol. Why? Because that only passes al hechad shekibu mimenu matana meritzein ha'tov, where the Adam Gadol takes it willingly, voluntarily. But if you're going to tell me that I could do it, I could force him to do this, and he can't have a taina sonim matana siyichya, then kum dais, then I didn't get the hana, because I forced him to take the matana. He had no choice. So then I wasn't being miscabin in fact that he was taking matana. So if I wasn't miscabin, right, so chicken comes before the egg. So come toys, that's not a toys. So then he is getting a matana from me. So then it is a matana, matana tzicha. So then he doesn't have to take it. But now that he doesn't have to take it, then it goes around and around and around. At the end of the day, you can't force him to take this. That's a shayla. Avahokash is a reitel akhle kafei sheikam matana, vadun chashe in a reitel akabal, yachalem any reitel akabal matana, vene yachalokavasei, velo shayk bezei. So that he blibes as a tzarikin, if the Shimon would be an Adam Gadol, would that be a Sanya Matana Sikhya or not? I say Dr. Shah Mishpah, the Ulam HaMishpah jumps on him and says it can't be for two reasons. First of all, he says that the whole svara why, when you give a Matana to Adam Gadol, what's the reason why the Hana is the Nisan and not the Makabal? The reason is because the Adam Gadol has a minig never to take Matanas, because any Matanas Yechya. And he's making an exception to the rule by taking my Matana, must be he has like a kurva with me, he's mechabit me with it, and allowing me to take my Matana. So, then you see in the underlying lamdis that even b'chiyah gavna there is past a sinna matana siyichyeh. Just he's making the exception by being mechaber me and taking my matana. If the Shah Mishpah would be right that he doesn't get any benefit and the whole benefit is only the noisains, then forget. Then you wouldn't see that. Then the noisain wouldn't even get any benefit at all. Right? The only reason why the noisain gets a covered is because the mechabu shouldn't be taking his matana because it's any matana siyichyeh, and he's making an exception. But if you tell me b'chai gavna the Adam Gadol has a right to take the matana because it's not considered matana because the whole anah is only the noisins and faket and the noisins don't get anah either. The whole anah is that the makabu is willing to make an exception. That's one child he has.
Assuming that the Adam Gadol is matana.
Right. Well, if he's not sending matana, then you don't have the covered of him taking your matana. He takes everyone's matana. No, but Manashok, the Shah Mishpah is saying that the noisin is getting the anah. The noisin can only be getting anah if we're talking about an Adam Gadol who doesn't take matanis. No, if the Adam Gadol takes matanis, there's no anah to the noisin. No, that they said. The Rishonim said the reason why the noisin gets anah is because the Adam Gadol normally doesn't take, and he's making exception over here by taking. That's one shaila. And then the second shaila, he says,
the only reason I'm going is because they're Messiah for me, but not because I'm a Sayyid Matanis.
Right, no, it's only Majer from Rashi that Rashi said, Losh, but I got a son of Matana for Reb Zera. Right, I'm asking. Good. Then he has another Shiloh. If he would be right that the Gadol is not getting anything and he's only the giver, he's the one who's being mechabed, the noisim, by accepting his Matana. So in other words, in Lomdis, then the Gadol's paying the noisim. Right? Then the Gadol's giving something to Reuven, right? So then, Zokter, the Nevada won't work. Just like I can't tell Shimon in the beginning, the first case, pay me for the extra armor with cash. I can't do that because that's good without all good. So I can't tell Shimon either, Adam Gadol, being mechabit me by taking my matana. That's how you're giving me something. Being native to me by giving me a matana. Now let you have that extra armor. You can't do that either. That's also good without all good. I'm forcing the Gadol to do good. I'm first forcing the Gadol to pay me for that extra armor. I can't do that either. So I wouldn't be able to do, if the Shamish was right, then forget, then the Gadol's paying Reuven. And how could you force the Gadol to pay Reuven? That's good without all good. That doesn't work. All right. As I talked to Ulam and Mishut. Fine. Let's go to the third case of the Makama. Comes along the last case. You ready? Here's what we're waiting for. This is a nice chap, an eitzah here, what to do. You ready for this eitzah? Avalim Amaloi. Remember, the Sma said that a good or all good on the extra armor doesn't work either. Because the nitva kataina, I'm not interested in paying, and I'm not interested, and then the other way, to sell you that extra armor, it's going to leave me with undersized lot. I don't want that either. But Zokta Machaba, Reuven could do this patent. Avalam Amuloi, Toila Toha Godu Bishavyev, you take the Godu Bishavyev, okay, pay for it, Vani HaKotin, and I'll take the smaller chelik. Oi, I'll give you a choice. Oi, ekach ani agadol b'shavyev va'ata tola katan. So I'll do a good agud on that extra amma, on that amma difference between the two chalakim. Let's do a good agud. And I, you tiny before, that neither choice is appetizing for you. You don't want to pay and you don't want to be left with an undersized lad. I'll give you yet a third choice. Vim toimish ein chachafetz b'katan. You don't want an undersized lad. And you really don't want to buy. You're more interested in selling. No problem. I have a braider for you. So sell me everything. Either buy out the Dalit Amis. You're not interested in buying, interested in selling. Beseda, so sell me the Amma and take the three. Oh, you don't want to have an undersized lot. You really don't want to be stuck with it. Fine, no problem. So sell me everything. Sell me your entire chelik. Now, Shoymin Loi, this works. A nice chap, this will work. Even I don't give him the option to buy me out fully. That I'm not interested in, because I want 3M, it's called a pocus. I'm not giving him that option to buy me out. What I'm really doing is a good organ on that one ammo, but you're going to tie it that you don't want to sell me that one ammo, because you're going to be left with the undersized lot. But say this, so sell me everything. So I got him, now watch your turrets. You have no excuse. Buy, I'm giving you a choice to buy and get a full-sized, full armor lot. You don't want to buy. Oh, so you want to sell. So sell me just one armor. They said, no, you want to. You don't want to have an undersized lot. Pesedah, so sell me everything. Now it's your territory.
Yeah, we know. I want to have something.
By every good or all good, I have a right to force you out completely or to buy me out completely, right?
Yeah,
so you see, I don't have to give you the option to remain with something. So Zokter Rishayim, since I can always force you out of everything, I could do that here too. I'm forcing you out of everything. I'm giving, not of us, but I'm not giving you the choice to force me out of everything. Okay, Beseder, because I'm really one. Let me explain this halakha. This halakha, let's understand this halakha. What we see in Sif Yud is a blitz chiddush. Let's take it piecemeal. Let's break this down. First, you see a blitz chiddush. Until now, this whole simin, we learned that there's a concept called chalukah. And there's a concept called good or agud. Comes along Sif Yud and creates a hybrid. There's such a thing called a good or agud chaluka. And I'll explain what I mean. I'm really doing a good or agud only on one amma. It's either good the amma or agud the amma. Navaz, what do we do with the rest? The rest I don't want to stay shutfim with you with the other six ammas. My whole objective here is to get you out. I don't want to be with you. So Terry says, on the other six ammas, we'll do a chalukah. I'll take three, you take three. On the extra, the seventh ammo, let's do a good agud. So this is really a hybrid. What we're doing is a good agud and chalukah together in one package. It's not we're doing two separate things. It's not we're doing good agud and chalukah. Because then it won't work. Because a chalukah on six ammas is not a good chalukah. It's ebay kadeh chalukah. And not only that, a good agud on one amma is also not a good, is not a proper good agud. Because we learn a number of sifim ago, there was a Yad Ramah with a Tshuvas Teres Chaim, that good or ogud only passes if it's everything, if it's a complete break between the shutves. So it only works on the complete chalakim that we have. Then you could do good or ogud. But do good or ogud on a chelik of our chalakim doesn't pass good or ogud. But what we're doing now is a hybrid. We're doing a good or ogud chaluka. We're doing a good agud together with a chalukah b'vasakas. We're doing a good agud on the seventh amma and a chalukah on the other six. You're going to tell me a chalukah on the other six is not roi? No problem. I'm not giving you the choice of having a good agud and having a chalik a roi. Good agud on one amma doesn't. No, I'm doing a chalukah, so we will split completely between us. The only problem that was remaining is that you're tining that you don't like either choice of this good agud. You don't want to buy the amma, and you don't want to sell the amma because then you are left with an undersized lot. Oh, for that, I have another eight. So no problem. So what I'll do is I'll buy you out completely. And that I could do. So now you have no teretz. Once I pulled the rug out of your excuse, now I'm back to a good or agud in lumdis on just that seventh amma. That's really what's going on. This is a good or agud only on one amma. It's not a good or agud on everything, because then I would have to give you the choice of everything to buy me out everything. I'm not giving you that choice. It's a good or agud only on one amma. Just you're crying that you're going to be left with undersized lot. Don't cry. I'll take it off of you. I'll buy you out completely. And that basically blocks your excuse, and now we're left with a perfect good or agud. I can't make a chalukah. I can't make a chalukah because it's undersized. It's only seven amas.
Yeah, you said it's a hybrid.
No, that's right. A hybrid I could do. But only chalukah here would not work because you'll be left with 3.5 and I'm left 3.5. That's in Bekadei chalukah. So I can't do only a chalukah. What I have to do is I have to give you the option of being left with a full size lot. So I have to do good or good on the seventh amma. So this way you could be left with four amas. You have that choice. If you want, you could be left. So then what this mechaba, which is Rabbeinu Yonah, just created a hybrid of a good agud with a chalukah. And then another secondary chiddush is, that hybrid's really not good either. No, because you can be left with undersized lot. No problem. I'll take care of that and I'll buy you out completely. But beside Rabbi, so what we end off is only a good agud on that seventh amma. And there's a major nafkamina to understand it like this. Let's bring this out. Zokta Chazanish, very geshmaka Chazanish. Zokta Chazanish, it's in Simon Ches Ois Gimel. He says like this, we know the halacha in Sif Vav was that by good agud, I'm allowed to hike up the price even above market value. We can go up and I want to give you $1 million for your lot, just to push you out. I'm mamish and chalishing to get the whole thing, and I'll overprice it, knowing good and well that you won't be able to compete, and you'll cave in and sell me the lot. No problem, I'm allowed to do that. I'm allowed to offer you a higher amount for good agud. That was the Ramah and Siv Vav. Zokt the Chazanish, when it comes to Siv Yod, what I could do is offer you a higher price on the seventh amma only. I'll offer you a higher price on that seventh amma. For that one amma, I'll pay you $100,000. Right? Now, if you elect to buy me out for that amma, you're going to have to pay me the $100,000. If you defer and allow me to buy you out, I'll pay you the $100,000 for that amma. But if you decide that you don't want an undersized lot, and you rather just sell everything out and sell me the whole package, then I won't pay you $100,000 for every single amma of yours, for all 3.5 amas of yours. No, I won't do that. Then I'll just pay market value for the rest. Because this is not part of the good agud. This is just a svara to block you from complaining about my good agud that I created just on one amma. You don't like it, so fine, but said I'll buy out completely. So at the Kamish, but for the rest, I don't have to pay this overpriced value. I'll pay you the fair market value, and that will be enough. I say, Dr. Kamish. No, because I want to make sure I get that amma.
What?
I want to make, because I don't want to be left with 3 ammas, which is undersized.
No, Gila Yogurt is all you take the whole 7, or I take the whole 7.
Oh, why isn't that you just a good organ all 7? I could have done a good organ all 7, but I'm afraid that maybe you'll opt and buy me out of 7, and I'll be left high and dry. So this way, I cover my bases. I for sure will get for sure 3 ammas I zikr could pull out. And now the question is just what to do with the rest. But 3 ammas I'll for sure have. And I'm only giving you 2 options. Well, 3 options. But I'm only giving you either take 4 ammas, take 3 ammas, or take 0 ammas. But I'll be left off with no problem at least with 3 ammas. And my good og is only on that one amma. And if you opt to sell me everything for the rest, I don't have to pay you the high amount.
Now, can the other guy say good on the whole thing back to him?
Good argument.
The only argument in the number. Let's say I'll buy you out. So he goes back to him and says, I'll buy you out to bring you to
Ogden. No, he said, the Mechaber says, Einu meniches kaveh li telakol. I don't give you that option to buy me out completely. I'm for sure taking three amis. That's not even on the table.
But can I go back to you and say good argument, answer you back by saying good argument to you?
And to what? A good argument on what? On the whole thing?
Yeah.
I didn't give you that option. I'm only giving you these two options, either three options. Up. No, but Nifa has to respond to my option. He doesn't have a right to force me out completely because I gave him a very viable option without forcing me out. I said, I'll just take three and you could have four. That's very nice. That's the HBK. Take a look. You don't want to pay for it? So then they said, I'll buy you out. I gave you a very nice option. You can't force me out completely. So Memela, and Dr. Chazanich even weiter. He's Masopek, Dr. Chazanich, Ulai, that if you opt to sell out completely, then I don't even have to pay you more than the market value for even the seventh Amma. Even the seventh Amma, I could just pay you for your market value, because I only offered the crazy price on the good organ if we're doing good organ on one. But now you decided to sell out everything. For selling out everything, I'm only going to give you the fair market value. I'm not crazy, I'm not. I'm not going to do that, so I'm not going to pay you a higher price. Like the Chazanich, he's masupik on that. So it comes out, but it's a made enough community. The whole lump of the good organ is only on that seventh Amma. Right, that's right. Either correct. It is a good argument. Either buy out my ammo, I'll buy out your ammo.
Buy my ammo or the whole thing.
Right. If you're complaining, no, but either buy my ammo or sell me your ammo or sell me the whole thing. Right, but really, because really the good is only on the ammo, and if you're crying that you don't want either choice, because you really want to sell, just you don't want to be stuck with undersized lot, but say this, I'll buy you out. So it's not a problem. But really the good is only on that one ammo. Yeah, that I don't know. But that extra chidr chadn is just bothering me. I don't understand it. Is because even if he's, and Lumbus right, he's saying that the today never offered such a high price, only if he's buying that one amma, that's Beseda, he didn't want to offer it. But then it shouldn't work. Because then if you look now at the good agud, it's not mirror image. The good agud is either, I'll buy you out for a high price, and if you can't match your stock, you buy me out for a higher price, and if you can't make it, then you're stuck. You're going to have to sell it to me. And if you sell it to me, I'm only going to pay you a lower price. Because to sell only that one amma, that's really not a good choice. We already said that you have a right to say you don't want an undersized lot. And the only way to prevent that, to make it a good choice, is by offering him to buy him out completely. But if the second you offer to buy him out completely, you're lowering the price. And you're saying, even for that amma, you're only going to offer a lower price. So basically, you didn't give him a mirror image. You didn't give him a tit. I know, but it at least for the one amma, it has to work out. It has to be a tit for tat. Right, but for that one amma, you have a right to say you don't want to sell because it's an undersized lot. So then I say, okay, no problem. I'll buy you all out. But for what price? For a cheaper price. That's ridiculous. So then I didn't get. No, it's not a fair good argument. The good argument has to work on one amma. Mask him. Not on the rest. But on that one amma, am I giving you a mirror image? Is it zelumazeh? I'll buy you out for a higher price or you buy me out for a higher price? No, I'm only saying you buy me out for a higher price or I'll buy you out for a lower price. Because on the high price you don't want because it's an undersized lot. No, the only way to make the same offer is by allowing me to buy you out completely. Otherwise, it's right. Without that last step, the Sma already said that just to say good organ on one amma is a bad good organ. It doesn't work because you're not giving me a fair option. Either to buy out, I don't want to pay, and to sell out, I'm going to be left with an undersized lot. So it's not a good organ. The only way it's a real good organ is because you're allowing me to just get rid of my whole land. But the second you do that, you're saying, but if I do that, you're going to pay me less, then you just undermine the good organ on that one amma. Then on that one amma, you're not giving me a fair good organ to touch on that price. Bishop, the first chelik of the chazanich, I understand. That one amma is one amma, and the rest is a separate deal. But if you're lowering the price on that one amma, then you're not giving me an equal fair good organ on that one amma. All right. What would be Rabbi Isai? One more halakha and we'll go on. What would be Rabbi Isai if the Teveya Tain is good or good on the complete seven Amis? Could the Nitva then counter back, I don't want a good or good on seven Amis, I want to do this tickle. I want to do good or good only on that one Amma, or I'll buy you out completely, but I'm not giving you the option to buy me out on my three amas. Three amas I'm for sure taking. Could the nitva counter that? Or once the Tevei asks for a good agad on seven, then the nitva stuck to respond to that good agad on seven, and he can't carve out a new form of good agad. If the Tevei could tie it, so maybe now the Nitva could tie it.
Because you were saying by the Tevei that his good Agud was only on the Amma, supported by the fact that by the Agud.
Right. So here, but if you do it, Lamashal, just like if I tie a good Agud on you, you have a right to count a Chalukah. That means you have a right to count, you know what, you don't want any good Agud at all, you just take your three Ammas and walk away. And not in this case, but let's say in a different case. Let's say in a case where I have four Amis and you have three Amis. So there's no matanas. We don't get into some matanas here. Four Amis and three Amis, and it's not Ember Kadei Chalukah, because you're going to end up high and dry. So I tell you, good Agud, you have a right to say, you know what, you don't mind, you'll just take the three Amis and do Chalukah, and you'll circumvent the whole good Agud. You have a right to do that, right? So say it to you, when I tell you I want good Agud on all seven, maybe you have a right to say, go all seven, that's wild. You'll do a good Agud on one Amma, but not on all seven, and you'll just take your three out, and we'll do a good Agud on that one, or you'll buy me out the other four. The same way the Tevei could do the shtickle, maybe the Nitva could count it to do the shtickle as well. Maybe. I found, Baruch Hashem, the Piskei Arid and the Piskei Yoz says even more. They say that if I tain a good or agud on you, on all seven, you have a right to tain a back, just take one amma and pay for it. And we'll prorate the price. You don't have to count a good or agud this and then give me the choice. No. You could already decide to keep three Amis and stick me with the fourth, and I'll have to pay the fourth. And the lumdus is because really I should always be able to tain a good. Buy me out. Like the first halakh in the makaba, I want to tain a good on that fourth amma and buy it. Really it should work. There it is. You could tain, you're not interested in buying, you're not interested in paying for it. Well here, where I started the good auger process and I already showed that I'm interested in paying for even everything, I have not only that one arm, I'm interested in buying you completely out, so you could tie it back to me, but say this, okay, so buy out one arm, I'm not giving you a choice for all the armors, but coach, buy out one arm. What are you going to say, you're not interested in buying? You just told me you're interested in buying. You're interested in buying everything. So then, beside that, I'll stick you with that just one amma. That will be my response to your good or good. My response will be good, but only good on one amma, not on all of the ammas. And I'll end up with my three ammas, and you pay me for the fourth amma. No, the Nitva can't hire the price. He's meshuvah to whatever the Tevei offered on his good or good. But why would he want it? If once the Tevei already gave the Nitva... Oh, in the case where Tevei only gave a choice, a good organ on everything, So then the Nitva could respond back, oh yeah, if it's kedai for him to set a new price, then I'm asking him, then look, chayro, I mean, that was my shiloh, but I'm noted to say yes, and the Nitva could restructure a new good organ. Pashto. I mean, I'm not sure, but I would be noted that way. But the Taisa Rida, the Piskei Rida said, you don't even have to do that. He could just say good on that one amma. All right, let's move on, Rabbi Sik. Oh, because I guess he started off and to make Mekabah. It's clearly he holds like that because you see that last chelik, the third din of the Mekabah needs good organ on that one plus the option. So you see, good organ on that one won't work. So he held of it. Just he was Mekatzah, and it's Petach Tzar. Let's move on. All right, let's move on, Rabbi. So let's do Sif Yud Aleph. This is another interesting spin on good agud, right? Sif Yud, we just had an interesting spin on good agud, which was a hybrid. It was good agud together with a chalukah bevasachas. Interesting spin. Well, now we're going to have a different interesting spin that you could do by good agud. Zokta Mechaba. Chotza sheyesh by shiva amis. A chotza that has seven amis. V'ruvain yesh loy arba amis. And Ruvain has four amis. V'shimen ein loy elu shalish. And Shimon only has three. So this is also seven amis, but instead of being an equal shutfis, I have four amis and you have three. V'ein Shimon writes a lachlik, and Shimon doesn't want to make a chaluka, because he doesn't want to end up with three. So what happens? Yachu Ruvin leimaloi, Ruvin could tell him, okay, you know what? Eto chelki chutz mi'am amis, I'm just going to pull out three of my amis out. I have four. I can't pull all four of them out because I'll be leaving you with an Embay Kadei Chalukah, with an undersized lot. You know what? I'll only pull out three. I'll leave one in. Sheh Sheh Shutav Bo Imcha. right? Chutz mi amak shechar shutz b'mimcha, I'll leave one ame in. So now you'll still remain with four ames, a nice shear. I'll pull my three ames out as a chaluka. So I'll do a sort of a chaluka b'mixas. Afterwards, I'll tell you a good agud. What I'll do is like this. I'll pull my three ames out. So now I have these three ames independent of the shutfis. Now I only have one ame left in the shutfis. You have three ames in the shutfis still. And we are shearing these four left. I'm 25% and you're 75%. On that last chalik, I'll do a good agud on you. And then I'll challenge you either to buy me out or I'll buy you out. And like this, I'll get rid of you. But I'll first... To cut my, I don't want to do good agud right away. I do good agud right away. Maybe you'll taka say good and buy me out completely, and I'll get nothing. So I first make sure to pull out three amas out of the deal comfortably. Fourth amas is still in the shutras. Never left it. I only pulled three out, and I leave the fourth ama in, and then I do good agud on that fourth ama. On the remaining four amas, I'll do a good agud. That is the mechab, and that could work. Yes, I'll do a chaluka lechatzayin, and then I pull out. Now, no, it's not. It's Eshba Kadei Chalukah. There's four amas left. I pulled out three. Now there's four left. Four left. Right. I'm not going to do Chalukah on those four. On those four, I'm not going to do a regular Kadogan, and that's fine. What do you say? On the remaining four, I have a 25% shortage. You have 75% shortage.
Either
buy my one chalik out, or I buy your three chalukim out. Right. That's right, and that will work. Now what you see Agav here, if you need a raya, it's a mafurish or raya, not like the lavush, that it passes a good agud when you have shutim, shenim, shavim. Because here I only have 25%. Once I pull my three amas out, I only have 25% in the deal. You have 75% left in the deal. And Mechabit says, mafurish, you could do a good agud. Mafurish, you could do a good agud by chalukas, which shenim, shavim. All right. Sorry? Oh, we're going to get to it. About 1 second, we'll get to it. Fine. Let's. Right. Another chiddush, what you see over here, is that you have a chalukah b'miksas. And really, it's a double chalukah b'miksas. It's lechatoyin twice. For two reasons, it's lechatoyin. First, it's lechatoyin is, I'm doing the chalukah without you. You're not doing any chalukah. You're not pulling out anything. So, you see that you could do a chalukah by one guy leaving and keeping everyone else in. Remaining, which we once had that concept, Rabbi, if you recall, we once had that in a Ramah, in Sif Gimel, where there were three Shotfim, or four Shotfim, two had Kadei Chalukah, two didn't have Kadei Chalukah, but together the two would be Kadei Chalukah. So the two who have each one individually Kadei Chalukah pulls out and tells the other two, okay, stay together, and together you'll have Kadei Chalukah, you'll have a sizable lot together. And that works. You see that not all the Shotfim were Chalik Bevasakas. Some were, and some remained in the Shotfim. And here, you see that as well. I'm pulling out, and you're staying in. That's one Chiddush, you see. And the other Chiddush, you see, it's like Hatzayin, is that even when I'm pulling out, I'm only pulling out some of my Chelek, but some of my Chelek are remaining in the Shutfis. And that also works. And that's even a bigger Chiddush than we had over there. Over there, you don't see that. Over there, the guy pulled out fully. Here, you see, you could pull out B'mixes and keep stuff in B'mixes. Why? Because three ames, I'm not staring you if I pull out three ames. You still have four ames remaining. That's a sizable lot. So I could pull out b'mixas, and that works. And what you see, that's also a chiddush, and I should really mention now, is that it's unique. This is a...
Why
1 second. Now. And what you see, l'chay also, is a chiddush, is a nice word. You see that chalukah works l'chatzayin, contrary to good agud. It's distinct from good agud. Good agud, remember we had the Yad Ramah and the Teres Chaim who say that if I want to do good agud only on a chelik of my portion, I can't do it. Good agud is either everything is on the table or nothing's on the table. I think good agud just on one amma of mine, or on three ammas of mine, and keep one bishutvis, you don't do such a good agud. The only one stacking good agud, if this is going to cause a break, a clean break of the shutvis, we won't be shutvim anymore. But otherwise not. So you see a chelik between good agud and chalukah. What am I driving at, Rabbi Say? If you recall, many moons ago, we had a shayla, the Achrayim had a shayla, is good agud a chalukah? Or good agud something else? Is good agud really just chalukah, just instead of being chalik Amis with chaylik value. You'll take the value in money, and I'll take the value in shavah kesef. Right? Because we really have seven amis here. So I'll take seven amis, but I'll take it in land, and you'll take it in money, so to speak. And that's how we'll do a chalukah. Is it a chalukah de gedin or not? I'm bringing you a raya l'chayr. It's not a chalukah de gedin, which we came out anyway with many rayas. But not a raya is not a chalukah de gedin. It's because chalukah works l'chatzoyin. You could take some of it out. Am I checking good or good? Doesn't. So you see, it's not a chalukah to get in. All right. But anyway, Dosh Tate over here, this the halacha, it's a blitz chiddush. There are a couple of halachas here. Let's do a sma. Okay, so. Only gave some and not other. Yeah. If they wanted to be mzaka as a chalukah, okay, they should give it everything. All right. Fine. Okay, and you could have. They could have done it, but they didn't. They could have. But they didn't. Fine. Zoktis Masiv Konchavav. What does the Mechaba mean? The Ein Shimon writes a lach. Shimon doesn't want to be chaylik. And if he would want to be chaylik, then what? Zoktis Ma, Tim Shimon writes a lach, like Veruven Ein writes, had the tables been turned, and the one Shimon who owned three Ames would want to be chaylik, and Ruven who owns four Ames wouldn't want to be chaylik, Pshita de Shimon le Shimon, Avadi, we listen to Shimon, and you could be chaylik, even the initial Ruven Bechelko de Alaram is Sheta Shmishai. Whenever you have Shutfim, let's say you had a case of Bechor or Pashut, where the Bechor has the Sheikh Haluka and the Pashut doesn't, or Shutfim Chain and Shavim, one doesn't, you can't force a Haluka on the guy who doesn't have a Sheikh, because you're going to leave him with an undersized lot. But the guy who doesn't have the Sheikh could force a Haluka on the guy who does have a Sheikh, because really it was only a Takonz Chachamim for his Ta'elis. If he wants to say Yevshib Takonz Chachamim, Avado work, which is a Chuvis Maram, a Mordechai, Beisaisif, like that, and other Rishonim, Avada, that will work. So Zok Tesma, that's what the Mechaba meant over here, that Shimon ain't a writer, because had he wanted to be Chaylik, he could have forced Reuven to be Chaylik. I say Zok Tesma, and the Bach says the same thing over here. Truth be told, I don't think that that's Pshat over here. I mean, I think the halacha is 100% right, but I don't think that that's Pshat over here. If you look, this halacha is coming from a Mordechai, which is coming from a Chuvis Maram in Rattenberg. They didn't have the Chuvis Maram, but in Baruch Shem we do. If you look up, it's a Chuvis Maram in Rattenberg in Ksav Yad, Amsterdam. It's a many different halacha, but in Ksav Yad, Amsterdam, Simon Kuf Ayin Zayin, it's Amr 220, if you want to look it up. Over there, he had a different, the story was like this. Reuven initiated a chalukah, and he told Shimon, I want to be chaylik. Shimon says, I don't want to be chaylik, because I only have three amis. So Zokta Maram, if Shimon doesn't want to be chaylik, Reuven could do this shtickle. Pull three amis out, leave one amma left, and then do good or good. That's the Maram. What happened was here, faket, all the Mechaba means Shimon ain't a right to lachlak mean, is because had Shimon been right to lachlak, I've had a way to do a chalukah, because Reuven's chalishing for a chalukah. He wants a chalukah, but Shimon refused to do a chalukah. Oh, you refuse to do a chalukah, then b'less prayer, he opted to this new option of pulling three amis out and then doing good all good on the rest. But beside, he really wanted chalukah. So had Shimon been masking to do chalukah, Avada would have been chalukah. Both of them would have then wanted chalukah. That's partial. You don't see this extra chiddush of the sma over here. God, the sma is right. Halacha is true. But that's not what went on over here. All right. Now, the Olam wants to know, it's $1 million kasha, the Olam wants to know, is what do you need this new halacha over here, that Reuven will pull out three amis and then do a good argut on the remaining four? Why couldn't Reuven just do sevyud? Reuven should have told Shimon, you know what, I have four amis and you have three amis, B-side. Let's do a good argut, so to speak, on that one amma. I'll give you a choice of buying me out that fourth amma, and then you'll have four amis. Or I'll take four amis and you'll have three amis, which is anyway the din anyway, I have four and you have three. Or if you don't like that, you're left with undersized lot, then I'll just buy you out completely. Which is like what we're doing now in London. If you think about it, what am I doing? I'm giving you a choice of either buying my fourth amma out, so you'll end up with four amis, or I'll do good argot on all four and you'll be left with nothing. And I'll get all seven. That's what I'm giving you a choice here, right? But why do you need an extra chiddush here for Sif Yud Aleph? Already in Sif Yud state, a similar halacha, halkop, is I could do the same thing. I could give you three choices, right? I'll give you a choice of either buying my fourth amma out, or I'll take the fourth amma and you'll get three, or I'll just buy you out completely. So what is the chiddush here? In fact, not only that, like the Chuvus Maram, that's really what I was doing anyway, right? I started off, I want a chalukah, so you take three, I want four. You don't like that option. So then I said, you know what, okay, I'll take my three out, and I'll give you a choice of good or good on the last four. So basically, those were three options I just gave you. I gave you an option of taking three, you don't like that option. So I gave you an option, okay, fine, buy the fourth amma, or sell me everything. So this lechayah should be exactly Siv Yud. So what is the chiddush in Siv Yud Aleph? What just went on here? This. Sorry?
You have four and you can pull out. There's a lot that you can pull out. So the etzim you shouldn't have. For you, it's a chalukah. For him, it's not.
Right, and therefore?
So therefore, if I can say that there shouldn't be a good option until you pull out your three and then you have one.
All right, so you should know the Bach seems to be saying that teretz, but it's merafsin igra. The Shach jumps on the Bach. He couldn't even be sober that the Bach even meant that. So he touched up the Bach differently and even argued on that interpretation. Bashis, the Bach is saying what you're saying, that Reuven couldn't ask here for good augur, because since he has a yesh b'kadei chalukah, he has four amis himself, then he has no right to ask a good augur, because whenever you have the option of chalukah, you don't have an option of good augur. That's what you're saying. But the problem is that's very good if the deal was a yesh b'kadei chalukah b'poyel. Here, if Reuven would want to say chalukah, even though he has enough amis himself, the pile, he can't force a chalukah on Shimon. Whenever he can't force a chalukah, then the chazal were mesakin good oyagud. So avada, Reuven could say good oyagud even before pulling out his three amis. And it's posh like that. It's mavu and rishonim like that. It's posh. But yes, the Bach says like you, but can't be pshat. That's not the pshat. So what's going on here? So Dr. Prisha, the Prisha is bothered by this. What's the chiddush of Yud Aleph? This is already Sif Yud. Zakta Prisha, you're right, he could have done Sif Yud. But what he wanted to do instead is the chiddush is that you could do Sif Yud Aleph, because really, Zakta Prisha, Reuven really wanted everything. So he didn't want to offer Shem Lamashal good or good on the whole seven Amis. That he didn't want to do. So, and he didn't even want to do the good or good of Sif Yud, because that will inherently give the Nitva a third choice. The choice of that the Nitva will be able to just keep three amis and sell off his fourth amma. Or in our case, it's not even selling off. He's entitled to three amis. So just keep his three amis without paying anything, without getting anything. So that is an attractive option to the nitva that the nitva might do. And he doesn't want to give the nitva that third choice. So therefore, the chiddush here is that you could do this with and cut out that third choice. Just take out your three amis and now just give the nitva two choices. Either good or good on all four amis. Take the four amis or leave the four amis. But that the nitva should walk away clean just with three amis, he didn't want to give him that choice. Mamela, that's the chiddush of Sif Yud Aleph. It says, Dr. Prisha. The pella with this is that, again, that's very good, maybe in the Machaber, but we know what the Chuvus Maram said. We have the Makar of the Chuvus Maram. The Chuvus Maram was clearly not like that. The case was, in Faket, Reuven started off chalishing, begging Shimon, Tumi Ataiva, just take your three amis and run, and I'll take my four amis. And Shimon refused. They ain't, right? That's the halakha. They ain't Shimon writes lakla. He refused. So, but the less brayer, then he opted to this. So you see that Reuven wanted Shimon to take his three amis. That was his first choice. That was his best choice. Just Shimon refused that. So then this was plan B, was to give him this option. So it's not like the Prisha. Prisha says that he didn't want to give him the choice. Again, he only wanted to give him that choice, but Shimon refused to accept it. So Rabbi Isa, I would like to tie in a different pshat. And that is that I think that Sif Yud Aleph is a big chiddush, and Sif Yud doesn't apply here b'chlal. Let's just chaz the Sif Yud a bit. Sif Yud, the longness of Sif Yud was, if you recall, the longness of Sif Yud was, it's really a good ogid on one amma. Just because you're crying, you don't want to be left with undersized lot. Okay, besides this, I'll buy you completely out. But the longness of Sif Yud was good or ogid on one amma. That was the longness. So that works very nicely in Sif Yud, that we both own three and a half ammas. So we got to figure out what to do with that seventh amma. So we'll do a good ogid on that seventh amma. In Sif Yud Aleph, I have four amis, and you have three amis. If I'll go over to you and I'll give you a choice, either buy my fourth amma out, or I'll take the four amis for myself, that's not good or ogid. That's, in English, buy my fourth amma out, that's good, but now we'll go to the second step. Or I'll take my four amis, it's not ogid. I don't have to buy out the fourth amma. The fourth amma is mine, kidding. I own four amis, you only own three amis. So really what I'm doing in Lomdis is telling you good or chalukah. I'm not giving you a choice of good or good. Well, we know, Rabbi, you said there's no such choice. You cannot go over to the guy and say good. unless you offer him agud. There is no option in the Torah called good without agud. Doesn't work. The only option is good. Almost on the beginning of Sif Yud, I told you, buy out my fourth amma, and I don't give you the other choice. Doesn't work. Good without agud doesn't work. Well, that's what this is. This is good. Well, let's do chalukah. That doesn't work. Because good doesn't work without agud. And chalukah doesn't work because it's aimed by Sheikh chalukah. So it's not going to work. In London, this can't even start. So therefore, Zakta Mechaba, what I have to do really is, and I don't want to give you good agud on everything, so what I do is I pull out three amas, and now I only have four amas left, and now I do a proper good agud on those four amas. Good agud on these four amas. It's good on the four amas, or agud on the four amas. That's a fair choice. That's a fair good agud. So that works. But to do the Siv Yud type of a svara, good, or take three amas and I'll take four, that's not agud. That's mine kedin. That's a chalukah. That's what's mine. That was really a chalukah. I'll take my four amas, you take three amas. So it's good without agud. But that's not going to work. That's l'chayra chat over here. Can I do Sif Yud Aleph and Sif Yud? Very good. Okay, Rabbi, so let's get to that, Shaila. So all the Achrenim want to know, starting from the top down, is, they don't say it like that, but it's the same Shaila. They want to know why Sif Yud Aleph says that there was seven Amis and I had four and you have three. Why can't it be that we were shut from Shavim, we both had three and a half, and I will do the same thing. I'll pull out my three, leave a half an amma in, so now there's four amas left, and then do good agud on the remaining four amas. Why do you have to do this, shtickle? Why did Mechaba have to say the halacha was that I started out with four, and you have only three? Start out with three and a half each, let it be shut from shavim, just like Sif Yud, and do the same thing.
Then we have Sif Yud.
Right, then you're right, then I would have Sif Yud Amaskim. I hear where you're headed, very good. But there's still a chiddush here, that is that I could pull out a chaluka l'chatzayin. I could take some of my stuff out and leave some of my stuff in. Okay, it's a bigger chiddush in this case. I am asking if it's a bigger chiddush, but I could have said that anyway. It's a chiddush, I'll pull out three and then do a good agud on the last four, and the variables of good agud will apply to the whole four rather than just on one. The Maisa, they could have said this halakha, which is basically your shayla. Why didn't we say this type of svara in Sif Yud? And on that, there are many terutzim given. The Bach, most notably, he said, well, we needed this because otherwise you can't ask. You would have been, if it would have been started off with three and a half, you would have been able to do a good agud, but when you start with four, you can't. That was like what you were saying, which we said really doesn't work in the Rishayim. The Shach Taka says, in a Kanambi, it does work. And in a Kanambi, the Mechaba could have said it just as well, but the reason Mechaba said this case is faker, to teach you another chiddush, that even though I have four amas myself, still I can't ask for a chalukah, because that would be leaving you high and dry, even though I have a sheikh chalukah of myself, and I'm forced to make this patent. Means Be'etzem it's taka the same halacha if I would have been shut from shavim. But this teaches you an extra chiddush, this extra chiddush, that even though I have a sheikh chalukah for myself, I still need to offer you a good agud or something else. I can't force a kaluka. If you recall, Mishnah Sarban held that was a chiddush, right? When we both have pachas mikashir, that's pachas midaraisa, you can't force a kaluka. But when I have a shir and I really could pull out, Rabban said, that's midaraisa, I should be able to do kaluka, only takanska kama. That's an extra chiddush v'shteta. That's what shocks teretz. Comes along the Prisha, and the Prisha says a different pshat. The Prisha says, you have to hold cup a bit, let's just play this out. So the Prisha, if we both had three and a half, and I would go over to you and say, you know what, I want to pull my three amis out, and just do a good, and we'll still have four left in the shutfis, because I'll leave my half with your three and a half. So the Prisha, you could tie it back, shkoyich. I'll do the same thing. Let me pull my three amis out, and I'll leave a half with you, and you'll be stuck with four amis left. Why do you have first choice? Because you asked first, I have a right to. Why are you better than me? We're both on the same level. We're equal shutfim. So I should be able to do just like you. And if you don't like it, and if we're both pull out our three, we can only leave in the shutfis one, which is aimed by kedei chalukah, so then we can't do it. So we'll be left back to the drawing board. We'll have to keep all seven amas in. So just like you could ask for this, I could ask for this, and then we'll be left with seven in. Zakta Prisha, that's Prat. That therefore the Machaba had to take a case where one guy had four and the other guy had three. And why is this any better? Because when the guy who has four is to pull three out, Zakta Prisha, if the other guy who has three wants to do it, no, he can't do it. Because the guy who has four is better. Because since the guy who has four B'Yisoid has a Shir Chalukah for himself, really should be able to be chaylik mitzaratzma. And the only reason why he's not is for the other guy, because mitzaratzma, he really has enough for himself, and what's holding him back is only the other guy, so he has kedima to do this. He'll be able to do this. If they were both equal shotvim, or they both didn't have the shear, they can't do this. Because if you want to do it, I want to do it too. I mean, if I let you do it, beseder, but if I want to do the same thing, my umi hai me hai. But when the first guy is asked for four, oh, then he has the right kadima to ask for such a shchaluka, and the three guy can't say, I want to do the same thing. No, because you bet him, you have no right to be chaylik. You can't be chaylik. The guy who has four has the right to be chaylik. Mamela, we let him have kadima on this. That is the prisha. So this is the problem with the Prisha, is that on paper the Prisha looks beautiful, very geschmack, but in London it's a bit, it needs Havana. This is what you mean to ask, right? Is that B'Yisoid, even when it's an Ein B'Kedei Chalukah, everyone has a right to be Chaylik. We always have a right to be Chaylik. It was a Takana for my benefit that you shouldn't pull out. And like the Sma himself said, that if the guy who is Ein B'Kedei Chalukah wants to pull out of Hadi, he has the right to have. Should be Takana's Gagama. So now you're using that Takana against me? Like, how does that work? Like, Benzim, we're both still on equal ground. We both have the right to be chaylik. I have the right to be chaylik, just like you have the right to be chaylik. Just because you have four and I have three, it's faket. The fact that there's no chaluk is only maybe a takons kakamah for my benefit. But beside, if I say it's a takons kakamah, we're right on equal ground. We both have the right to be chaylik. So why should you have the kadima over me? If you want to be chaylik, I want to be chaylik too. And that's why I think the Shaktaka argues. The Shaktaka says there is no chaluk in the halacha. The halachas are just the same whether we have four or whether you only have three, just like me. It's the same halacha. The only zaitika chiddush of Makabo wanted to tell you that the guy has four can't do a chalukah. It's like the chakra. Beside the lambda should be the same. And the Prisha Taka needs to have a beer. What does he want? And it's not chat that, oh, like a midas time, because you have four, so you could pull, you're not even pulling out four, you're only pulling out three. So the chelek that you're trying to pull out, I would pull out as well. Or something near, I'll pull out two in the air for whatever it is. I could do the same exact thing. So why do you have kadima over me? It's lechaira apella. The Taz. Oh, so that the Taz, we'll be Messiah. I know we're over time now, be Messiah with the Taz. The Taz says similar to the priest. He doesn't explain. It seems from the Taz is that this chiddush in the Mechaba that you could ears for a chaluka l'chatzayin, that means you could pull out mixas of your chelik, this chiddush of the Taz really shouldn't be. You should have no right to do a chaluka b'mixas. And therefore, if we both had three, or three and a half, you would not be able to pull out only a chelik of yours and leave a half amma left. You cannot do that. And the only reason why you're able to do that here is because since the guy who has four has anyway an extra amma in the shutfist than the guy who has three, ain't I bedin that you should be mishtamish bishali in my extra amma for nothing? Kilu, like I'm allowing you that extra amma, then it's not fair. Therefore, Zakta Taz, that's why over here, the guy who has four has the right to do a chaluka b'miktsas. But had he been shutfim, shavim, he would not be able to do that. It's only because he has that extra amma, so that if he's entitled to pull out a little bit, because he has more than the other guy in the shutfis. And the pell on the Taz is, beseder, so pull out the extra amma. But what gives you right to pull out three ammas? Now you leaving less than what I have in the shutfist. If you could do that, so why can't I do the same? And Maccabi says you have a right to pull out not just one amma, you could pull out three ammas. If you could pull out three ammas, I want to do the same. What's the problem? Why can't I do the same? What is going on here? So Lekaira, at the end of the day, Pashas, it's like the shach. There's a Nesivis chat over here, which is also a bit shach. All right, the boys, where we come out tonight is two chedushim in good argid. One is Sif Yud, that there's a new Chalukah called a hybrid good auger with Chalukah. And Sif Yud Aleph is I could do it piecemeal. First I'll do Chalukah b'miksas, which is also a chiddush, and then call a good auger on the rest. All right, a good avach.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Bezdin Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.